DJ W, mobile.
W. What's wrong? You can't find nobody to talk to you?
You know, I asked you a question once before and you never did answer me. How are you and Jack related?
I thought we were at first. I carried my book over there, got checking with him. And he's from Alabama. His line's from Alabama. My line's from Pickens, however.
Okay. Well, it never really clicked with me. I mean, I knew him and I knew you, but it never clicked with me that you might be related. But maybe if you go back far enough, there's some kind of fork in the road.
You go back. I guess we go back far enough. We all are kin to each other somehow or another. Who was at the table? This office be kin to you. That's bad. But anyway, I heard you on that first time. I was going to come back to you, but the guy doing it. Tested his antenna, so I let him finish on that deal first. But I'm out here just riding around up here in these mountains, over.
Was in Wild Wings picking up the wings for the race this afternoon, the final race for the championship. So it's become a habit for Sundays to go pick up Wild Wings. You ever been in Wild Wings?
No, I haven't.
Well, I didn't realize it, but I was looking around in there while I was waiting, and they have real radio-controlled airplanes mounted in the ceiling. They're not like mock-ups or cardboard or anything like that. They are the real deal with retractable landing gear. They got Spitfires. They got Falkwith triplanes. They've got P-38 Spitfire. It's pretty wild, and they're the real deal. Engines and everything in them. Pretty nice in there.
I know I get ready to ask the dumb question, but where is Wild Wings at, over?
I know there's one in Greer. I don't know if there's one in Greer. I don't know where they all are, but I guess it's a franchise thing or something like it. But the one that I go to is in downtown Greer.
I meet you right now in right downtown Greer, right?
I just went past the fire station and then the police station, so I was in downtown Greer. Now I am out toward the mortuary, Wood Mortuary.
Behind the fire station, the police station, the mortuary. Oh, I don't know where. You better be careful over there.
It's crowded out here. It must be. Everybody must be staying in to watch the race today. I don't know. There was a bunch of people, a bunch of young kids at Wild Wing, so they were having a good time.
Keep them off the streets, the main thing. I have a friend of mine that lives over next to Oconee County, and he has his own landing strip. He has the real airplanes, and he flies around. He works on them and flies them. He tried to get me up, but I ain't going to go with him. Lives in, he owns his own landing strip not far from the Oconee Airport over in Clemson, over.
I'm thinking it might have been that place I know up down there on 414 and 101. There's a subdivision down there where all of them's backyard, everybody in the subdivision, their backyard is the runway. The runway. And so you land, and then you taxi to your driveway, which drives into a hangar in your backyard. That's pretty neat.
Yes, but the deal on his house, his land, is that there was 89 houses in there that was hooked, 89 lots that were hooked up to the runway. But the man went bankrupt before he got all the houses built in there. So he bought them all, over.
You know, we're going to have to go 3D. We can't continue. It's too crowded, especially all these people moving here. You know, the secret's out. It used to be, this was the best place on earth to live, and it was a secret. Somebody let the secret out, so now we got to go 3D. That's why you're seeing these subdivisions pop up with airplanes. They're centered around airplanes instead of streets.
I was underneath some power lines. I'm going up a hill now, over here off of 101, going up to Highway 11. Yeah, I'm on my way to Inman, but I can't get there at 4 o'clock. car, so I'm just killing some time. Over.
Now, because it's 4:01.
Eastern or Standard Time.
But I have very few things left that need to be manually changed. I haven't changed anything. There's a clock in the bedroom and there's my car. And that's the only two things that need to be manually changed. And my car, I just looked at it, said 4:01. I was thinking we're late for the race.
Yeah, I got to go over there and pick up another radio. It's a CB radio, not a ham radio.
Something.
Yeah. My nephew took it to on the road with him, and he had to fix it. One of them radio shots on the truck stop.
Well, I just fixed my clock in my car, so now I've only got one left to do. The one on the Bose clock in the bedroom. That's the only one. I was looking at it a little while ago, and I was thinking something's wrong here. Then I remembered, oh yeah, time change.
I didn't leave it alone. Of course, I'm odd anyway, right?
That is when some states leave it alone and some states change it. That's what's going to be bad. That's like when I was living in France, they used to say England's going to convert to the way that France and the United States drive, where you drive on the right side of the road. And they said they were going to start a week early with the trucks. Switching the lanes. You know how long that would last.
You drive through the town going across the bay. Anyway, the lane changes in there. You know, you start in on the England side, which is on the right-hand side. And the time you come out on France, you are on the left-hand side of the road.
The opposite of that. I think they drive like we do. If you drive on your right and people that pass you are passing you on your left, and same for them. So I think it's backwards what you just said. But I don't know. I could be saying it wrong, too. Who knows? Anyway, it's what were we talking about before? Now I lost my train of thought.
I know, Doc. You're getting old.
I think I'm getting there. I think I'm there. But that's okay. I'm having a good time.
I have a good time in life. I think you're right. I think they drive on the... Anyway, they drive on the opposite side we do. I found that out the hard way. You stepped off that train and let my boy grab you. Hold on a minute here. I said, what do you mean? The traffic comes in front of you, not on the other side.
I'm standing up in a bus. There was standing room only. I had to land. We had to land in, coming from the U.S., we had to land in England and then take a bus from one airport in England to another one and then hop over to Paris from there. They didn't have a straight into Paris flight. So I was standing up in standing room only on the bus that took us between airports. And we were pulling up to a roundabout, and I thought, okay, I better lean this way because the bus is going to go that way. And I was leaning the wrong way, and that bus threw me across because they went the wrong way from the way that I thought they were going to turn. And it threw me across the bus. You learn real quick that way.
I was in the service, and they flew us in from Rhein Main, straight into Rhein Main into Germany. And they went to our locations, but I had to go to England on a special deal, and I flew in by helicopter to Brussels, I think I'm calling it, Brussels, and NATO headquarters sent me to England, and I decided I wanted to ride the boat.
I don't like this, or they just have green and red, what, starboard and port?
They went from Brussels to England, and I seen the White Cliffs of Dover. I always wanted to see that, and I got to see them. I sat there and just looked at it, and this guy said, and there were just two other soldiers with me. And when we got there, they took our guns away from us, but they told us to put them in our duffel bags, because we was all carrying weapons. And when we got to England, we put them in our duffel bags, in our handbags, and they sent a cop with us, a dubby with us, and we went to London, England that way.
About stuff like that. I remember my buddies when we went up. We went over there to go to a race, motorcycle race, and it was in the northern part. I wanted to go to see Stonehenge, but it's in the southern part. But there were some guards standing around, you know, and they've got machine guns. It's not like here. You drive all day long, you don't see, you know, maybe you'll see a handgun on an officer's hip, but that's about it. But they're standing around with machine guns, and I was looking at them. I pulled my camera up. My buddy tapped me on the shoulder, and he waved his finger and said, "No, no, no, you can't take pictures of them. They won't let you." It's kind of, you know, that's kind of, I don't know if it's the same way when you were over there, but that's the way it was when I was there in the late 90s or early 90s.
I was in Germany, and 67, 68, 69. No, 68, 69, 70, that's what it was. But anyway, right before 9/11. But anyway, we didn't want to take pictures of soldiers. We want to take pictures of pretty girls. You know, when you're not married, that's all you want to do, right?
I don't know about in England, but over in France, anywhere there's water, they're out there. In their swimwear, and their swimwear has a lot less on it than they do in the United States.
In Germany, at Mannheim, Maris, in Coleman, at Mannheim, there's a beach over on the Rhine River. There was a nude beach.
Yeah, thankfully. Because oftentimes, like over in France, they would be topless, but there would be people that you can't unsee. You know what I mean? It wasn't all things that you would really care about seeing. Anyway, I'm in the driveway, and this conversation getting too deep in that direction, so I got to back in, and I'm going to go watch the race. Have a good one, JD. Enjoyed it. W4DJW.
How you doing? Just KF4RBH. So we'll see you tomorrow night at the R store. So just KF4RBH, we're clear.
4RV, I believe it was, KN4CHY.
CHY, this is KF4RBH. You were a Senator, right?
I am, and I was wondering about your friend. Does he live out, like, South Friendship Road?
He lives in Greer. I don't know exactly where that's Greer, but he lives in Greer somewhere.
The friend with the grass airstrip.
The guy with the aircraft, he lives over off of over Oconee County. What's the name of that road? You go down the road where Cherrydale, the Andrew Pickett house out of Clemson, and go across the dam right there on. Across the river, on the Sunkey River, go across that, on that road. I don't know the name of it, over.
Gotcha. I was just kind of curious. There's a fellow that's kind of neighbors to me. They own property around here, but they live another couple miles down the road from me, and he's also got a grass airstrip at his place.
It's not a land strip, not grass. It's concrete. He has a concrete landing strip. There's five of them that live in there, and they all own all the land around them. Over.
Very nice. Yeah, the fellow I'm referring to, I don't think he actually works on them, though, but he has a plane itself. If you know where, I can't even think of the name of it now. There's a Corps of Engineers campground down at the end of Friendship. I think it's Oconee Point. And he lives down towards that way. And they've got a bunch of farmland down there, but he's got him a fenced off area to keep the cows out that he can fly his plane in and out of. Over.
That's neat. That's a good idea. But this guy, there's one guy flies nothing but helicopters. He works on helicopters and flies them. And he works some, when he works at Clemson University. And they say he flies a helicopter from where he lives over to the campus every day. So I don't know how that figures out, but anyway, that's what he tells me. And but anyway, his landing strip's a concrete landing strip, and yeah, he flies in and out, and people come in there to work on. He works on his airplane, on people's airplanes, over.
Pretty neat. I didn't know there were other communities like that around here. I know of one that's off of Shallow Road. If you turn down Seneca Creek Road and come over, yeah, that may be the one you're talking about. It's at the end of Seneca Creek Road, and you hang a right, and it's up that way, and it's on the left-hand side, and there's a community over there that has a bunch of houses. We looked at a house over that way. It wasn't in that community, but the community was right behind it, and that's how I discovered that the little, you know, quote-unquote fly-in community was over there.
You know where Oconee Airport's at? It's back towards Clemson, over on the right-hand side, somewhere in there. I had to get him to tell me every time I go over there what street to turn to.
Gotcha. That might not be the same one then, because Seneca Creek Road is the one that you turn off of to go to Oconee Airport. And if you keep going all the way to the end of Seneca Creek Road, you'll get to Shallow Road, and you hang a right, and it's probably a couple of miles from there to that community that I was referring to. And they've got, I'm not sure how many, but they've got several houses in there, and I believe it's kind of the same way like you were talking about. It's they've all got taxiways to the common runway. But, yeah, it's a lot more of that stuff around here than I thought it was when we moved out this way over.
Hi, I'm over here at Campobello, and we're going to start pitching, so to speak. The repeater's just kind of fanning out this far over. I'm over here in Spartanburg, at Gallinsville. I'm getting ready. Anyway, I'm going to go down a hill. So I'm going to have to start out with you because we just started pitching. I don't know how much of this you're going to hear. But anyway, this is KF4. Still, this is a kilowatt, Foxtrot 4. Romeo Victor Hotel.
4RVH. I got it that time. I butchered it before, but yeah, and we got a lot of noise on the repeater this weekend too, so I'm sure that's attributing to it also. But anyway, good talking to you, and you be safe motoring around out there, and we'll catch you a little later. KF4RVH, KN4CHY. I'll be clear and listening.
YQK, mobile testing.